Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Dave Uzzo. In this show, we're going to talk about disaster recovery. If you'd like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me regarding this presentation, please use the question comments box. All right, let's get started. Disaster recovery has become a big issue with regards to backups. How do I get out of trouble? What could possibly go wrong? So I know of some companies who have a team put together who sit around all day and say, what if? What if? What if there's a flood? What if the hardware breaks? What if there's a fire? What if? How do I get out of trouble? Some years ago, Congress passed a law that officers of a company can go to prison if they're unable to produce necessary paperwork about their company. Executives would spend a lot of money on disaster recovery to make sure they don't go to prison. This needs to be tested. It's a procedure. Some companies have a duplicate computer center on the other side of the country, and once a year they'll simulate a disaster where we put everything together and go over to this offsite and bring the system up and all the applications and get the system running to support our company. Different strategies, what is the importance? How important? Grace Hopper, the mother of data processing, years ago talked about the importance of information. At some point, that information becomes less and less important, not as valuable as it did in the beginning. So over time, information becomes less important. The customer base, whatever that is. So my backups are starting to cost me more than the data is worth. I know of a lot of different situations where all the components of the five pieces of an automated system are not addressed. They certainly need to be with disaster recovery. They are the hardware, the software, the data, or the information we call it now, the procedures, and the people. They need to all be addressed with disaster recovery and what constitutes a disaster. So I've heard of a lot of horror stories where a computer department bought a new tape drive and got rid of the old tape drive, but they have all the backup tapes off-site in Iron Mountain or somewhere. What happens if I need to recover some of the information? I no longer have the tape drive to read the backups. So this needs to be tested, identified, what makes up a disaster. What are the critical files that need to be backed up? I probably don't need the operating system. I could probably just reinstall that. But maybe it's some customer information that I need to back up very frequently. There's different media. I could use tape. RAID has become more and more popular. Maybe backup over the network to my offsite disaster recovery location. But again, this requires a lot of resources, and management is not afraid to spend a lot of money to do this. Needs to be tested. I've heard horror stories too where people do backups and found out that someone forgot to change the tape for the last 6 months. So we keep overwriting the same tape every night. So it needs to be tested, identified. What is important? Is it the hardware? Is it the software? Is it the data? Is it the procedures? Is it the people? So all of those need to be addressed, and to what level. I hope you've enjoyed this short little talk, and thank you for listening. I'd like to remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search GoGo Radio Archive for Dave Uzzo. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.